路亚，大家平安。
哈路亚 ，peace to you。
感谢主，我们继续来学习撒迦利亚书。
Thank God, we are going to continue our study of the book of Zechariah.
看第六章。
Let us turn to chapter 6.
撒迦利亚书第六章。
Zechariah chapter 6.
下午我们讲到了第八个异象。
This afternoon we mentioned the eighth vision.
是有不同颜色的马车。
In which we find chariots pulled by horses of different color.
那这个地方出现马车跟第一个异象有骑着马的这个不太一样。
There is a difference between this vision of the four chariots and the vision of the riders on the horses in the first vision.
这个最后一个异象显然这些马车是为了征战。
Very evidently, in this last vision, the chariots are meant for battle.
那么往北方去的呢？这些军队啊，已经安慰了神的心。
The army that went to the north already comforted God's heart.
我们可以看历史。
We can refer to history.
北朝以色列是被亚述给灭掉。
The northern kingdom of Israel was destroyed by Assyria.
南朝犹大是被巴比伦灭掉。
The southern kingdom of Judah was destroyed by Babylon.
这两个相继啊灭掉选民国度的大帝国。后来也被灭掉。
These two great empires, mighty empires that destroyed the northern and southern kingdom of Israel, in the end were eradicated themselves.
这就是我们在讲到第二个异象，四角跟四个匠人的那个异象。
And this refers to the second vision that we talked about, the vision of the four horns and the four craftsmen.
亚述国是一个角。
Assyria was a horn.
这个国家军事力量很强。
It had a mighty military power.
好像野兽的角一样。
As the horns of a wild beast.
他们灭掉了北朝以色列国。
They eliminated the northern kingdom of Israel.
但是他被灭掉是因为后来有巴比伦兴起。
But later on, they themselves were destroyed because of the rise of Babylon.
亚述在前，巴比伦在后。
Assyria came first, then came Babylon.
这个亚述是一个角。
Assyria was the horn.
军事力量很强。
For its military power.
但是巴比伦兴起就像一个匠人一样。
But Babylon arose to the likeness of a craftsman.
这个野兽任凭它多强，它毕竟是野兽。
And no matter how powerful the beast is, it is in the end a beast.
那这个匠人他有各种的技巧跟好的工具。
The craftsmen have a suitable craftsmanship and tools.
他可以去制服这个野兽。
And he can submit the beast.
所以显然这个匠人是超越于这个角的。
So quite evidently, the craftsman overpowers the beast.
好，所以巴比伦升起，兴起像一个匠人。
So now Babylon rises like a craftsman.
要把这个角给灭掉。
And he destroys the horn.
但是这个巴比伦呢？
How about Babylon?
他自己也成为一个角。
It itself became a horn.
他像野兽的脚，到处去抵触，到处去攻城略池，去占领人家的地方。
Like the horn of wild beasts, it went all about the land, intimidating, eradicating, plundering.
所以他也成为一个角。
So in the end, it became a horn.
后来兴起波斯。
And then Persia arose.
像一个匠人。
Like a craftsman.
也把巴比伦灭掉。
Which eradicated Babylon in turn.
那这个世界的历史好像在演连续剧一样。
History sometimes is like a drama.
日光之下没有新鲜事。
There is nothing new under the sun, is there?
人间有历史的自然法则。
The world has a natural law to which history abides.
就是强的去压那个弱的。
That is to say, the powerful oppress the less powerful.
但是从神的角度来看。
From God's perspective,
这是公义的神，他的审判。
He is a just God, and this is his judgment.
那现在看亚述灭北朝以色列。
And now when we see Assyria eradicate the northern kingdom of Israel,
北朝灭掉南这个巴比伦帝国灭掉南朝犹大。
And Babylon destroyed the southern kingdom of Judah.
这些力量都是从北方来的。
All these powers, influences came from the north.
所以这两个曾经灭掉选民国度的大帝国。
So these great empires that eradicated and destroyed the chosen people of God.
他们成为角，但也后来被那些兴起的匠人给灭掉了。
Became horns, but in turn they were destroyed by the craftsmen that arose later.
所以往北方去的这个军队呢， 真正能够安慰神的心。
Therefore, the armies that proceeded northward truly were able to comfort God's heart.
满足神他公义的要求。
Satisfying the requirements for justice of God.
我们看历史就是这样。
When we look at history, this is what happens.
从神的角度看历史就是这样。
When we look at history from God's point of view, this is how it works.
人间是所谓的强跟弱的斗争。
In human eyes, we see the battle and dispute between the weak and the strong.
但是神是看善跟恶。
But God sees it as evil versus good.
人间把在人的历史当中把这个国家灭掉，是因为他有政治的利益。
Men think, or they actually go and abolish another nation because of political benefit.
但是神来施行审判，是因为他的公义。
But God performed justice because of His own justice.
所以现在神他公义的要求已经被满足了。
So now God's requirement for justice are satisfied.
他显出他公义的审判跟刑罚。
Would let us know His just and righteous judgments.
所以他的灵就安息。
And therefore His spirit is now at rest.
好，那么我们再看第九节以后。
When we see verse 9 and onward.
刚刚那个第八个意象哈，这些信息。传给以色列百姓，他们一定得到很大激励的。
We believe that when the Israelites heard regarding the eighth vision, they were compelled and encouraged.
因为历史真的就在神的掌握。
Because truly and verily, the history is in God's hand.
当然他们可以尽情的尽力的来为神建造圣殿。
And of course, gladly and cheerfully, did they rebuild God's temple.
八个意象都已经看完。
We already went through the eight visions.
当先知他看到第四个异象的时候呢，他已经昏昏沉沉。
When the prophet saw the fourth vision, he was a little slumbering already.
所以进入后半段的四个异象呢，那他还得要使者来把他叫醒。
So starting from the fifth vision and onward, there was an angel who came to awaken him.
说起来，在时间上似乎有一个巧合。
Time-wise, it seems to be a coincidence.
或者是说。撒迦利亚先知他在编写这些的时候呢，好像他做了一个安排。
Or maybe we could even say that Zechariah so made it when he wrote this book.
第八个意象看完，应该接近黎明时刻了。
When the eighth vision ends, it is close to the break of dawn.
漫长的夜晚已经过了。
And the long night is about to die.
东方已经渐渐的露白了。
Out of the east comes the rays of light.
太阳要升起。
The sun is about to rise.
要重见光明。
And light is to be seen again.
然后我们看到九节到十五节。
Let us see verse 9 to 15.
就真的是一个好消息。
And here comes the good news.
真的就好像是旭日东升充满了无限的光明。
It is really light beyond compare, as powerful as the rising sun.
这是一个弥赛亚即将要来，他要成为君王，他要成为祭司的一个预言跟预表。
This is the prophecy of the coming Messiah who shall be priest and shall be a prophet.
第九节。
Verse 9.
主的话临到我说。
Thus says the Lord of hosts.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这是神叫先知他要去做一件事。
This is the God telling the prophet to go carry out his duty.
叫他要去拿一些金银过来。
Telling him to bring silver and gold.
要到谁的家里去呢？
And go where?
一个叫做约西亚的家里。
Is someone called Josiah?
那有三个人是从巴比伦来的。
And there are three men who come from Babylon.
黑带、多比亚、耶大亚。
Hedai, Tobiah, and Jediah.
那这三个人是从巴比伦来到西番雅的儿子约西亚的家里，就是说他们是从被掳之地回到他们的故乡来。
These three men come from Babylon to the house of of Josiah the son of Zephaniah. That is to say, they come from the land of captivity back to their homeland.
他们带了一些金银回来。
And they come with silver and gold.
应该是说，他们听见了故乡的好消息。
Said this way, they heard the good tidings of the new of their homeland.
这些人并没有在所罗巴伯第一次归国的这个名单里头，并没有跟着他们一起回来。
They were not listed among the people who returned with Zerubbabel and the first wave.
但是现在这些他们同胞回来呢，是为了建造神的殿。
By now, his fellow countrymen returned to rebuild God's temple.
也许有很多的因素，他们不客前来。
Perhaps there is a reason of their arrival.
但是现在呢，也受了一些人可能是在被掳之地这些百姓、这些同胞，他们听到我们的同胞在家乡里面来重建神的殿了。
It could be that these people in the captivity have heard about their brethren rebuilding the temple back in their home country.
我们不能够亲临现场啊，来参与这一份的这个圣工。
And we cannot miss the opportunity then to participate in this holy work.
但是我们愿意为这件事情来奉上我们的金银。
But what we can do instead of going, since we're unable, is to offer our silver, our gold.
说不定还有一些人托他们带回来。
And maybe this was brought to Jerusalem through the hand of other people.
如果是这个样子，我们就很受感动。
If this is how it went, then we are very touched.
啊，在神的侍奉上呢，神的工作上，有钱出钱，有力出力。
And under God's plan and God's servitude, whoever has power, let him give power. Whoever has riches, let him offer his riches.
啊，那神对他说，你当日就要进到他的家。
And God said, this day you shall enter his house.
这是一个积极的行动。
This is a proactive action.
这是重要的工作。
This is a very important work.
所以不可以延宕时日。
And therefore, it cannot be delayed by one day.
果然先知就前去了，前往了。
In this manner, the prophet went forth.
看十一节。
Verse 11.
神说，你要取这金银做冠冕。
Take the silver and gold, make an elaborate crown.
戴在约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚的头上。
And set it on the head of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest.
这些被奉献出来的金银呢，神叫先知说，你去做一个冠冕。
God told the prophet to make a crown with the silver and gold that was offered.
那我们记得说，在第三章也有提到一个冠冕。
If we remember, chapter 3 also mentions a crown or turban.
那是异象中约书亚他穿着污秽的衣服。
In this vision, Joshua was wearing filthy garments.
那是代表以色列百姓。
And that he's representing the people of Israel.
他们那种属灵非常低落的那种状况。
Their lowliness and their deplorable state in their spirituality.
大祭司本来就是要把百姓的罪辜带到神面前来赎罪。
The duty of the high priest was originally in any way to bring before God the iniquity of the people of Israel.
那撒旦在旁边要控告。
And Satan was standing by ready to accuse.
但是神为以色列百姓说话。
But God spoke for the Israelite people.
神怜悯他们。
He had mercy on them.
神怜悯，没有人能够说不可以的。
And if God has mercy, no one can oppose such mercy.
好了，那把约书亚的衣，这个污秽的衣服脱掉以后，给他穿上华美的衣服。
When Joshua's filthy garments are removed, rich robes are put on him.
所以在三章的五节就说要把洁净的冠冕戴在约书亚的头上。
Chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Let them put a clean turban on his head."
因为他现在穿的是祭司的服装。
Because now he is clothed with the attire of a high priest.
那祭司的服装上是全套的。
And the attire of a high priest comes as a whole set.
还有他的裹头巾就是一个冠冕。
He comes with a turban or a sort of crown.
那现在三章五节这边的这个冠冕呢，跟我们现在所看的六章十一节的这个冠冕，在原来希伯来文是用不同的字。
And here we have different wording. In Zechariah chapter 3, verse 5, we have the word turban. And in Zechariah chapter 6, the word uses crown.
三章五节他提到的戴在大祭司头上的，那是一个祭司的帽子。
In chapter 3, verse 5, this headgear is turban that belongs exclusively to the high priest.
这我们当然可以理解。
And this is, of course, expected and understandable.
祭司戴祭司的帽子当然是理所当然。
For the high priest to wear the high priest's hat is something to be expected.
那现在我们谈的六章十一节这边用金银做的冠冕
And now in chapter 6, verse 11, we have a crown made of silver and gold this time.
这是王的冠冕。
This crown belongs to a king.
那现在有一个问题就来了。
And now comes the problem.
这个王的冠冕如果是戴在所罗巴伯这个当省长的俨然成为一个分封的王的这个所罗巴伯的头上，我们也可以理解。
It is understandable if a royal crown is put on Zerubbabel, because he is the acting governor who has more or less the same function as a king.
但是现在呢，要把这个王冠戴在大祭司的头上。
But this is not the case, for the royal crown is now put on the head of the high priest.
这个在历史上是不可以这样的。
This is something totally not allowed in history.
因为神在这个选民国度里头啊，他设立了三种特别的职分。
Within God's chosen people and the institution He established, there were three special roles or identities:
君王、
King、
祭司、
Priest。
啊，那这个祭司他就是属灵啊宗教系统的哈、哦、信仰这个系统的一个带领者。
The priest is the spiritual religious leader。
君王他是行政组织上。是军事跟政治的领袖。
The king is the executive, military, and administrative leader.
啊，这个祭司他不可以僭越去戴了这个王冠。
The priest cannot overstep his role and his royal influence and wear a royal crown.
啊，并且我们知道说，当时候是波斯帝国在殖民啊这个以色列。
Furthermore, we know that Israel at the time was a colony of the Persian Empire.
他们顶多只能够称为省长。
At most, they could call their leader the governor.
但是现在用金银做的一顶王冠。
But now, a crown is molded with silver and gold.
还不是说要戴在所罗巴伯的头上、哦、
And it is not placed on their governor Zerubbabel.
是要放在大祭司的约书亚的头上。
But it is placed on the head of the high priest Joshua.
所以显然这个是非比寻常。
Evidently, this is not a common occurrence.
但是我们要得到答案，继续读下去就清楚了。
But if you want to find an answer to such a dilemma, let us continue reading.
我们读圣经，如果有遇到的这个困难呢，有时候我们上文跟下文再多读一下呢，思考一下，很多时候答案就出来。
If we encounter difficulties of the nature when we read the Bible, we can read the context, what came before, what comes afterward, and an answer might spring out.
好，神叫先知做这件事情。
And this is what God commanded the prophet to do.
祭司跟君王的职分是分得很清楚的。
The distinction between the royal power and priestly power is very clear.
国王不可以越分去献祭。
The king cannot overstep his role and over a sacrifice.
那个不是他的工作。
Because that is not his work.
那祭司当然他也不可以僭越啊，去掌管王权。
And of course, the priest cannot go over and beyond his duty and reign.
这个国家的制度哦，他工作的分野呢是很清楚的。
The division of labor in the institution of this kingdom is very clear.
但是这个动作它有一个象征性的意义。
Yet this action has a metaphoric nature.
显然是要把王跟祭司这个职分呢，都要放在一个人的身上。
It seems almost deliberate that the role of a king and the role of a priest are placed on the same person.
再看十二节。
Let us see verse 12.
对他说，万军之主如此说，看哪、那名为大卫苗裔的，他要在本处长起来，并要建造主的殿。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold, the man whose name is the branch, from his place he shall branch out, and he shall build the temple of the Lord.
11节就在讲约书亚。
Verse 11 talks about Joshua.
12节是在讲所罗巴伯。
Verse 12 talks about Zerubbabel.
他是大卫的苗裔。
He is the branch.
啊，而且他是要建造神的殿。
And he shall build the temple of the Lord.
13节。
13.
他要建造主的殿，并担负尊荣，坐在位上掌王权，又必在位上做祭司，使两职之间筹定和平。
Yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule on his throne. So he shall be a priest on his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both.
继续谈所罗巴伯。
Now we continue talking about Zerubbabel.
他不但要建造主的殿。
Not only he shall establish the Lord's temple,
而且他真的要坐在王位上。
But he truly will sit on the throne of the king.
他有尊荣。
He is glorious.
啊，而且要做祭司。
And he shall be a priest.
掌王权又做祭司。
He is king and he is also a priest.
在这个王国时代，这是不允许的，这是没有这个事的。
This is something unheard of and allowed during the time of the kings in Israel.
但是这个目的是什么？
But what is the purpose of this all?
最后一句话。
It's just this phrase.
是两职之间筹定和平。
To let the council of peace be between them both.
这两职就是祭司跟君王。
Them both refers to priesthood and the kingship.
这两种职分。
These two types of identities.
要放在一个人的身上。
Will be placed upon a single person.
但是所罗巴伯他是省长，他不是祭司。
But Zerubbabel was the governor, he was not the priest.
约书亚是祭司，他不是君王。
Joshua was a high priest, he was not a king.
怎么说都跟现实状况是不一样的。
So no matter how we put it or slice it, it doesn't fit reality.
但是这些事就是显然它在现实之上呢，它有一个象征的意义。
And this event then points upward, telling us that above reality and the physical world, there is a spiritual meaning.
而且大祭司约书亚他就是预表耶稣基督。
Joshua the high priest, as we said, represents Jesus Christ.
所罗巴伯他当这个省长就是君都是当王。预表耶稣基督。
Zerubbabel as a governor or king represents Jesus Christ as king.
所以其实这两个人他们所肩负的这个职责呢，要并在一起，事实上就是在预表在主耶稣基督的身上要成全这两个职分。
So in reality, the roles and functions that these two carry and represent will be joined together in one in Jesus Christ in heaven.
圣经讲这些道理。
The Bible talks about these principles and teachings.
都跟整个新约的概念是完全吻合的。
And it is absolutely in line and in accordance with the concept of the New Testament.
2500年前。
2500 years ago.
神叫先知撒迦利亚去做的这些事情。
The things that God commanded Zechariah to do.
就是一个预表。
Are in themselves a prefiguration.
这样的一个预表就是要留待2500年以后耶稣基督降生的时候呢，要在他身上来应验。
These prefigurations were meant to be left in place so they could be fulfilled when Jesus Christ came 2500 years later.
我们从圣经来看圣经解释自己的解释。
Now, let the Bible explain itself.
我们从小在真教会长大。
We grew up in the true church.
我们听了这么多的长辈跟我们的教导。
And we heard so many teachings from our elders.
现在我们来读这段经文。
Now let us read this passage.
有很多的概念我们都把它放在一起了。
There are many concepts that we had joined together in our minds.
这在证明一件事情。
And this testifies for a fact.
我们的神真的是爱我们。
Our God truly and really loves us.
这句话小弟在我们这次的神训班我已经不止讲了五次了。
I don't know how many times, probably more than five times, I have said this already in NATS.
我们何德何能？
What can we do? What are we?
我们怎么配得主耶稣这么爱我们？
What worth do we have for the Lord to love us in this manner?
而且这个救赎的计划是千真万确的。
The plan of salvation is so true, so real, so wonderful.
它不是随便画一画，所以说，然后就放在阁楼上了。
It is not a scribble or a babble that is in place in the attic.
我们的神在历史上他是这么样的用心。
Our God is so meticulous when he deals with history.
借着先知多次多方的来晓谕我们的列祖。
Through the prophet, he made it known to our forefathers many, many times.
我们今天所了解的可能会比当时候的先知了解的会更多。
What we understand now might be beyond what the prophets understood in their time.
因为先知他讲出来就是知其然。就是说这是这个样子。
Because the prophet spoke in a very natural way, it is the way it is.
描述一个状况。
They describe a certain situation.
好像画了一幅画一样。
As if painting a painting.
但是这个画是平面的。
But this painting is one-dimensional.
前后有层层的山峦。
Excuse me, it's two-dimensional, but in reality it has a depth.
但因为都是放在一个平面上。
But because it is placed on a planar surface.
所以你看起来就是在一张纸。
When you look at it, you could say that it lies on one single plane of paper.
前后都被压缩在一个平面。
But the dimensionality of it, the depth is all compressed into one plane.
好像他所写的先知书给我们看。
Just as the prophetic books are presented to us in this manner.
但是当历史往未来一直前进的时候。
But when history rolls forwards towards the future.
好像我们去爬一座山。
It can be likened to us climbing a mountain.
当我们就近前面的一座山，
When we tackle the mountain in the beginning,
我们可能经过小桥流水人家，
Maybe we first go through brooks and stones and bridges.
我们可能看到枯藤老树昏鸦，
Maybe we see all the trees lying by the valleys.
当我们第一座山再往第二座山去的时候，这中间是有距离的。
But when we go from the first mountain to the second mountain, we now can assess the distance.
一山还有一山高。
And one mountain happens to be taller than the previous one.
所以当我们往前走的时候呢，这是一个立体的。
So when we walk, we realize the three-dimensional nature of the things.
所以我们爬到最高的山，往回头看。
Now when we are at the highest mountain and look back,
我们走过的路啊，这个风景这么优美。
Then we see how beautiful the road that we walked on before is really is.
这些美景都尽收在我们的眼帘。
And all the wonderful scenery that we are beholding is focused on our pupils.
我们今天读圣经的人就是爬山的那个人。
Today, as we read the Bible, we are that climber.
就是往后看这个历史的人。
And we are they who look back into history.
因为在先知讲完这些事情以后，这个世界到我们这个地方来哈，先知讲完这些东西，到我们的年代。这个世界发生了太多太多的事情。
Because there are just too many things to mention that transpired between the uttering of these words of the prophets and us today now here.
那这些我们往回看的时候，就是要来解读神的预言。
When we look back, then we need to decipher God's prophecy.
先知没有这样的眼界。
And the prophets didn't have this perspective.
因为他来不及活在我们的年代。
Because they were not so fortunate to live in our era.
他已经在他的年代已经离开了。
They already departed during their own time.
他画了一幅平面的画给我们看。
They painted a planar, two-dimensional picture.
但是历史往前走的时候，这么多的事情被记录下来。
But when history unravels, there are so many other things that are recorded.
每一代的啊，多次多方的这个先知来说预言，来印证神的话是真。
In this generation, prophets from all walks of life and all locations come to testify that this word is true.
所以我们今天读圣经，我们可以明白先知所说的。
Therefore, today when we read the Bible, we can understand what the prophet said.
我们也可以用我们的信仰去体验先知来不及体验的那个部分。
Even with our faith, we can experience the portion of the prophecy that the prophets did not have the fortune to experience themselves.
信耶稣真好。
How wonderful it is to believe in Christ.
读经是多么美好。
How beautiful it is to read the Bible.
我们真的要留一本书。
If we want to preserve one book.
你不要留《红楼梦》啊。
And don't go and choose any random Chinese novel.
真的不要留《三国演义》啊。
Or the Warring of the Three Kingdoms.
分分合合，打打杀杀，然后就生生死死。
It is just a killing and slaughtering and giving birth and so on and so forth.
要留圣经。
Preserve the Bible.
当我们这样一一的去细细思想的时候
，When we meticulously think about what the Bible records，
我们的信任很丰富
，Then our faith will become bountiful，
我们的信心很坚定
，Our faith will become strong。
因为每一个先知他所说的每一件预言，都是在印证神的救恩计划是千真万确的。
Because every single prophecy that the Bible mentions attests to the beauty and the perfect nature of God's salvation。
我们作为一个圣经的读者
，As readers of the Bible，
我们只能相信。
We can only believe,
或是更加相信
or believe even more.
我们不会怀疑
We will not doubt.
神为我们所预备的这么一切是这么美好
Because when we see what God prepared for us, we can only say that it is marvelous.
一杯红茶
If we consider a cup of red tea,
或是一杯咖啡
or a cup of coffee,
一本圣经
and a Bible,
会让我们整天都非常的喜乐，非常的满足
And these two or three things can entertain us for a day, for a lifetime.
神训班的目的
，The purpose of NATS
之一就是要我们爱上圣经
，Or at least one of them is for us to learn to love the Bible。
回去以后，我们真的要好好的爱圣经
，To fall in love with the Bible, and I hope we can continue doing so when we go home。
最艰深、难懂、枯燥的先知书，我们都把它读过了。
We read through this originally monotonous and dry and boring prophetic book。
回去你找任何一卷的先知书去读它。我们应该会更加的清楚知道怎么去读它。
When you go home and you pick any other prophetic book and you read it, you should have a clearer mindset on how to tackle it.
我们再回到圣经里面来。
Let us return to the Bible.
两职就是祭司跟君王的职分。
The two roles are the duties of the priest and the king.
那现在要同时在主耶稣基督的身上要筹定和平。
And both of them will be reconciled and unified in Jesus Christ.
什么叫做筹定和平
？What do we mean by unifying and reconciling?
本来是两个人的职分。
Originally, these two roles belong to two different people.
我们在历史上看到了。
And this we saw in history.
君王跟祭司之间常常存在着紧张的状态。
The king and the priest oftentimes had a quite a jumpy and nervous relationship.
因为他们各自都在不同的领域成为领导。
In different domains, they were leaders in the respective jurisdictions.
有时候君王他会不高兴。
The king sometimes would be unhappy.
有时候祭司会责备君王。
Sometimes the priest would rebuke the king.
君王他应该要按着律法所记载的来行事。
The king in theory should do according to what the law records.
但是他逾越过律法的 这个规则的时候呢，这个界限的时候，先知要说话，这是他的责任。
But when he goes beyond the boundaries of the law, the prophet has to speak up because this is his duty.
但是君王他因此不高兴。
But because of this, the king becomes unhappy.
扫罗越分献祭。
Saul transgressed this limit and went ahead and sacrificed.
他等不到撒母耳来。
He did not want to wait for Samuel to come.
他就来不及，就献祭了。
So in a very rash manner, he offered the sacrifice.
他献完祭，撒母耳到了。
As he ended his sacrifice, Samuel happened to arrive.
撒母耳就责备他。
And Samuel rebuked him.
王不可以当祭司的，不可以做祭司的职分的。
The king cannot carry out the duty of the priest.
因为他不是祭司。
Because he is not a priest.
啊，但因为这样就存在着常常有这种紧张的状态。
Because of this, the relationship between the priest and the king was quite often a nervous one.
从此，扫罗跟撒母耳之间就真的是有不协调的这种关系了。
And truly, there was a discord. There was lack of harmony between Saul and Samuel from that time onwards.
乌西亚王。
How about King Uzziah?
他也月份要烧香。
He also wanted to burn incense.
大祭司率领祭司总共80个人挡住他说你不可以这样做。
Beyond his duty, there were the priests leading 80 of his companions to stop him from doing this evil.
这不是你的工作。
This is not your duty.
你会招惹神的愤怒。
You will arouse God's wrath.
哦，这个乌西亚王还生气。
Uzziah in turn became wrathful himself.
就那个当中呢，大麻风就染。上到他的身上。
And in the midst of this event, then came leprosy to him.
在历史上
，in history,
君王跟祭司常常有紧张状态。
King and priest oftentimes have a very nervous relationship.
如今这两个职分要放在主耶稣身上。
And now both roles shall be put together in Jesus Christ.
就筹定了和平。
And now comes the reconciliation.
就协调了。
Now comes harmony.
但是这个不是单单只是说啊，君王跟祭司不再打仗啊，协调了。
But it is not such a simple matter, really. It is not only the priest and the king becoming friends and not fighting anymore.
他要强调的就是说，主耶稣他就成为君王，也成为祭司。
The emphasis is that Jesus Christ becomes king and he becomes a priest.
这是史无前有的。
This is something that did not exist before in history.
因为他独立要成为一个身兼三职，祭司、君王跟先知。同时三个职分在他身上的这一位特别的受膏者。
He will independently hold the roles of priest, king, and prophet as an anointed one.
那就是要在人类漫漫长夜的等待当中呢，黎明出来了，因为十字架的救恩已经成全。
And in this cold and dark night that is humanity, a ray of light comes from the east because salvation is about to be accomplished.
就在第八个异象之后。
And this is what we see after the eighth vision.
在东方真的出现了一线曙光。
From the east came a ray of light.
所以后面这一段要朝向永恒来做解释。
Therefore, this last portion has to be regarded in terms of eternity.
人类的等待终于有了结果。
Man's awaiting finally saw a result.
神计划的时间已经时候满足。
God's time, God's plan is now giving its fruit.
这是神要。祭司啊，这个先知去做的事情。
This is what God wanted the prophet to do.
然后就带出来啊，这个道理。
And this is the teachings that we can bring out from this.
耶稣当祭司，他要为我们赎罪。
Jesus became priest in order to atone for our sins.
他从死里复活，他成为属灵的王。
He rose from the dead and became a spiritual king.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
这就是人类的盼望。
He is the hope of humanity.
好，我们再看十四节。
Let us now see verse 14.
那么后来这个冠冕哈要归西连啊，这个西连就是前面讲的那个黑带。
Here we see that the crown ultimately belongs to him who is mentioned before.
多比亚和耶大亚。
Tobiah and Jediah.
好，还有西番雅的儿子贤。
And Hen the son of Zephaniah.
虽然是归到他的名下。
Although it is under the name of Helam.
但是要放到耶和华的殿里作为纪念。
It is still placed in the temple of the Lord as a memorial.
这是他们所奉献的金银所做的。
This is the offering that they made of silver and gold.
但是后来要放到神的殿作为纪念。
But in the end, it is placed in the temple of the Lord as a memorial.
纪念什么？
As a memory to what?
纪念将来有一个弥赛亚要降生。
As a memorial to the fact that in the future a Messiah will be born.
是由约书亚预表的，是由所罗巴伯预表的。
Prefigured by Joshua, prefigured by Zerubbabel.
两职要在这个人的身上来肩负，然后他有尊荣，并且他可以筹定这两职的和平，他要成全这个救恩。
he will carry the duties and responsibilities of these two different parties, and he will unify them, destroying the enmity between them and becoming glorious.
要作为神救恩这个计划里面的纪念呢。
It is a memorial for the salvation that the Lord is going to accomplish.
15节。
Verse 15.
远方的人也要来建造主的殿。
Even those from afar shall come and build the temple of the Lord.
你们就知道万军之主差遣我到你们这里来。
Then you shall know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you.
你们若留意听从主你们神的话，这事必然成就。
And this shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God.
这些人从巴比伦被掳之地回来。
These people return to Babylon, the land of exile.
他们所奉献的金银呢，作为可以作为一个冠冕。
Their silver and gold was useful for the molding of a crown.
然后成为啊这个耶稣基督啊他成全救恩的一个纪念。
Which ultimately became a memorial for Jesus Christ accomplishing salvation.
可能他们一先开始没有想到。
Maybe this is something that they did not think of initially.
他们很单纯，要奉献这些金银来建造圣殿。
Maybe these people just offer silver and gold simply to help with the construction of the temple.
然后神借着他们所奉献的这个东西呢，把它发展出一个道理出来。
And now God molded and crafted this teaching, this truth to their simple offering.
他做了一个预表啊，让我们知道神的救恩计划。
He made it into a prefiguration for us to understand the great plan of salvation of the Lord.
那放在神的殿里面作为永久的纪念哦。
It is put in the temple of God as an eternal memorial.
啊，他的奉献想不到有这么大的这个意义在里头。
Who had thought that a simple offering would carry such a significant weight?
啊，他们要为主耶稣肩负这两职啊，来成全救恩做一个纪念。
They would make a memorial for the fact that Jesus Christ is now carrying the roles of the priest and the king.
所以自有人类历史以来，这个奉献的人，不一定每一个人的名字都被记录了。
Through history, not necessarily everyone's offering has been recorded.
但是这些人，他们这三个人所奉献的都被纪念。
But the offering of these three people was recorded.
但是那个荣耀不是归在他们身上。
However, the glory is not to them.
荣耀归到神的殿。
The glory is to God's temple.
那他们所做的一件事情是非常有意义的。
And what they did was really meaningful.
在建造神的殿上是有份的。
And they had a portion of the blessing of participating in the rebuilding of the temple.
在神永恒计划的这个救恩的计划当中呢，也是有份的。
In the plan of eternal salvation that God laid out, they also have a portion.
这是非常奇妙的地方。
And this is quite wonderful.
那这个告诉我们说，我们今天所做的事情。
So this tells us that when we do things nowadays,
就算是寡妇的两个小钱，
even if it's like the widow's two coins,
在神眼中都是非常宝贵的。
In God's eyes, they matter and they are valuable.
因为他是把心都奉献的。
Because what this widow offered was her entire heart.
他们从千里之外，那么远的地方把金银带回来。
These people transported the gold from miles and miles afar.
他们原先想要在建殿的这个事情上有份。
They originally wanted to set their own hands into the work.
啊，想不到他们却做了一件有永恒意义的事情。
Unimaginably, they did something that relates to eternity.
我们今天在建造神的殿。
Today we are building God's temple.
我们是一个小的殿。
We are a miniature temple.
教会也是一个属灵的殿。
The church is a spiritual temple.
我们用金银去建造。
We use silver and gold as our materials.
用我们所领受的恩赐来服侍。
We serve with the talents that God gave us.
以我们所有的，我们来帮助教会圣工。
And we help the church with whatever we might have.
那一定是被纪念。
We will surely be remembered.
会在神永恒的计划当中都是参与有份的。
We'll be participants remembered in God's great plan of edification of His church.
有时候我们讲的一句话，
A single phrase that we might say.
我们做的一件小小的动作，
A single action that we might do.
对教会可能都造成很大的帮助。
Might bring a great possible influence to the church.
只是我们可能预先还不一定知道。
The things that we might not know just yet.
好，那么我们再看第七章。
Let us see chapter 7.
第七章是大力乌王第四年九月发生的事情。
Chapter 7 is an event that occurred during the fourth year of King Darius in the ninth month.
那请问，这个距离他们开始重建圣殿大概多久的时间
？So let me ask you, now how far are we since they continue to rebuild the temple?
有谁可以回答
？Anyone can give an answer?
两年。
Two years.
两年几个月
？Two years and how many months？
两年大概三个月，对不对？他是第二年的6月24日在左所重建嘛。
Here is the fourth day of the ninth month, so it is approximately 2 years and 3 months.
那么他们这个工程呢，会在大力乌王第六年来完成。
And、they would finish the rebuilding on the sixth year of King Darius.
前后用的大概4年多的时间。
So all in all, 4 years elapsed in the construction of the temple.
那既然现在是这个两年又三个月。
Now we are at the two-year, three-month mark.
那正好是4年半的一半。
So it is half of 4.5 years.
建造圣殿到一半的时候了。
We are at a 50% progress rate of the rebuilding of the temple.
在两年三个月就会完成的。
And in two more years and three more months, the construction will be completed.
好，神的话呢又临到撒加利亚。
God's word came again to Zechariah.
那个时候住在伯特利的人有打发撒利色和利坚米勒，还有一些人去恳求主的恩。
The people living in Bethel sent Sherezer, Regem-Melech, and their men to the house of God to pray before the Lord.
去祷告，求神来赐福给他们。
To pray to God so that they would be blessed.
那顺便问祭司一个问题。
And by the way, they asked the priest a question.
第三节。
Verse 3.
并问万军之主殿中的祭司和先知说：“我历年以来在五月间哭泣斋戒，现在还当这样行吗？”
And to ask the priests who were in the house of the Lord of hosts and the prophets, saying, "Should I weep in the fifth month and fast as I have done for so many years?"
好，这个是有一个历史背景。
There is a historical background to this question.
在为什么在五月的时候哭泣斋戒呢
？Why would they choose to cry always on the fifth month and seventh month?
因为在这个68年前呢。
The reason dates back to the 8 years.
以色列这个南朝犹大国呢被巴比伦灭掉。
At that time, the southern kingdom of Israel of Judah was destroyed by Babylon.
耶路撒冷被围。
Jerusalem was sieged.
被攻破。
It was attacked.
那圣殿被毁掉。
And the temple was destroyed.
这是在五月的时候。
And this happened the fifth month.
所以自从那个时候以来
So from that time onwards,
他们在五月的时候就为了圣殿被毁呢。在那边禁食哀哭
，They would weep and mourn and fast for the destruction of the temple every fifth month.
因为差不多要将近70年了。
And now, they were all about to reach the 70th year anniversary.
好了，禁食差不多有70年，这不简单了。我们在这里才禁食7天呢。
So to fast for 70 years is quite a feat, isn't it? Here we fast at most 7 days.
啊，真的是，很辛苦哈。
It is a lot of suffering.
那现在建造圣殿呢，已经到了一半了。
And now the construction of the temple has reached the midpoint.
我们已经开始建造，而且到了一半了。
We have set our hands to the work, and we can see that it is half finished.
完成50%了。
So it is 50% there.
眼见这个圣殿呢，已经矗立在我们眼前，再多一些时候就可以成。就完成了。
We already see how the temple is looking like in a few years it will be completed.
那我们还要这样祷告吗
？So do we need to pray and mourn in this manner?
这么久很辛苦啊。
We have been doing so for so long and it's quite a suffering. Maybe this is what the question means.
或者是说以前是为了圣殿被毁来哀哭禁食，但是现在圣殿我们可以看得到了，快好了。
Or perhaps before we prayed and we mourned because we did not see the temple for it was destroyed.But now we see it, and it is almost complete.
还需要这样吗
？Do we still need to do the same thing?
那么耐人寻味的一件事情
And for this, they ask the question.
他们这个问题不是直接来问撒加利亚先知。
But the question did not come directly to Prophet Zechariah.
而是神转达给撒加利亚先知。
The question was in turn transferred by God to Zechariah.
你看第四节
，Verse 4.
万军之主的话就临到我说。
Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me saying.
你去回答这个问题。
Go and answer this question.
先知就去问这个问，就回答这个问题了。
So the prophet gives an answer to the question.
说你要宣告国内的众民和祭司说，你们这70年在五月、七月禁食悲哀，岂是丝毫向我禁食吗
？Say to all the people of the land and to the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months during those 70 years, did you really fast for me? For me?
70年来
The 70 years.
他们在五月、七月不是只有五月，还有七月都禁食哀哭。
They fasted in the fifth month, not only in the fifth, also in the seventh, weeping and mourning.
我们再看八章十九节。
Let us see chapter 8 verse 19.
八章十九节。
Chapter 8 verse 19.
万军之主如此说：四月、五月禁食的日子，七月、十月禁食的日子，必变为犹大家欢喜快乐的日子和欢乐的节期，所以你们要喜爱诚实与和平。
19. Thus says the Lord of hosts: the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be joy and gladness and cheerful feasts for the house of Judah. Therefore, love, truth, and peace.
所以不是只有五月跟七月。
So not only did they fast on the fifth and seventh.
有一年当中有四个月份。
But actually, four of the months of the year.
啊，四月也有。
On the fourth month.
啊，十一月也有。
And also on the tenth month.
有这四个时段。
On these four periods of time.
那就分别有他们纪念的这个对象。
And they had a mourning destined to a different.Thing or target.
啊，比如说在四月的时候是纪念了这个耶路撒冷城啊啊被攻陷了。
For example, on the fourth, they remember how Jerusalem was attacked and its ultimate demise.
那五月是纪念这个圣殿被毁。
On the fifth, they commemorate the destruction of their temple.
那这个七月呢是纪念了当时候有一个省长被杀了啊，所以他们为他哀哭。
On the seventh, they mourn the assassination of one of their governors.
那十月是为了纪念耶路撒冷被围困。
And on the tenth, what they remember is the sieging of Jerusalem.
啊，那这个背景呢是记在列王记下二十五章。
The historical background in detail is recorded in 2 Kings chapter 25.
我们回去再翻来看。
We can write this down as a reference to read at home.
那现在我们再翻过来看第七章。
Now let us go to chapter 7.
刚刚先知哈按着神对他说的哈已经做了回答。
Now the prophet replied according to God's word.
啊，有一第一个。
Firstly,
你们这样禁食悲哀。
When you fast and mourn in this way.
第五节所说的底下说的。
As says verse 5 in the end.
是真的向神来禁食吗
？Did you really fast for God?
这个心是对着神来禁食的吗
？Is the heart pointed towards God when the mourning and the fasting are performed?
第六节。
Six.
你们吃喝不是为自己吃，为自己喝吗
？When you eat and when you drink, do you not eat and drink for yourselves?
第七节。
Seven.
当耶路撒冷和四围的城邑有居民，正兴盛，南地高原。有人居住的时候，主借从前的先知所宣告的话，你们不当听吗
？Should you not have obeyed the words which the Lord proclaimed through the former prophets when Jerusalem and the cities around it were inhabited and prosperous, and the south and the lowland were inhabited？
那第八节
，verse eight。
第八节以后哈，我们看第九节好了。
Let us jump to verse nine instead。
万军之主曾对你们的列祖如此说：要按治理判断。个人以慈爱怜悯来，慈爱来怜悯弟兄。
Thus says the Lord of hosts: execute true justice, show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother.
啊，不可欺压寡妇、孤儿、寄居的和贫穷人，谁都不可心里谋害弟兄。
10. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother.
十一节。
11.
他们却不肯听从，扭转肩头，塞耳不听。
But they refused to heed, shrugged their shoulders and stopped their ears so that they would not hear.
十二节
12.
使心硬如金刚石，不听律法和万军之主用灵借从前的先知所说的话，故此万军之主大发烈怒。
Yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent by his spirit through the former prophets. Thus great wrath came from the Lord of hosts.
十三节。
13.
万军之主说，我曾呼唤他们，他们不听，那将来他们呼求我，我也不听。
Therefore it happened that just as he proclaimed, and they would not hear, so they called out, and I would not listen, says the Lord of hosts.
我必以旋风吹散他们到素不认识的万国中。
But I scattered them,with a whirlwind among all the nations which they had not known.
这样他们的地就荒凉，甚至无人来往经过，因为他们使美好之地荒凉了。
Thus the land became desolate after them, so that no one passed through or returned, for they made the pleasant land desolate.
第八节到十四节其实是在解释第七节。
Verses 8 to 14 actually explain verse 7.
那现在先知回答他有三个重点。
Now the reply of the prophet has three main points.
针对需不需要继续禁食这件事情。
they target the question whether the fast needs to be carried on or not.
啊，也许我们也会问啊，那这七天结束以后，我回家还要这样辛苦吗？
Maybe we could ask this ourselves about NATS. Do I have to fast when I go home after NATS?
我看不用了。
I would say no.
赶快补眠啊，要睡美容觉啊。
You need to make up for hours of lost sleep.
啊，赶快补充一些营养啊，维他命 A B C D E 啊，赶快补充啊。
You need to ramp up in vitamins A through Z.
好，这个都是还在话之外哈。
And this is besides the topic.
啊，我们看看他跟我们谈了几个重点。
And let us see the main points that the prophet mentions.
第一个
，one，
禁食祷告是不是心是向着神的？
When fasting is performed, is the heart turned towards God?
是为着神，还是只为了自己？
Is the fasting for God or for oneself?
啊，第二个。
Second.
你们吃喝不是为自己吃，为自己喝吗？
When you eat and drink, do you not do so for yourselves?
这个意思是说，在神看起来啊。
This means that from God's perspective.
你们吃也是为自己吃。
When you eat, you do so for your own sake.
你们不吃也是为自己。
And when you don't eat, it is also for your own sake.
你们只是为了自己的哀伤。
You only do so for your own mourning.
你们真的是为了神的荣耀吗？
But do you truly do it for the glory of God?
还是你只是为了自己一种信仰上、宗教上的一种虚荣心？
Or is this just for a vain glory that you can attain spiritually or in your religion?
第三个。
Third.
就是说，禁食归禁食。
This concerns the regulations of fasting.
但是没有禁食的时间呢？
But there is no time related to this fasting.
还没有禁食之前呢？
What happens before the fasting?
啊，在一般的生活当中呢？
What happened during your daily life before?
神借先知所说的话也应该要听啊。
You should have heeded the words of the prophets.
啊，那要听的就是八节以后的这些事情。
What needs to be heard is verse 8 and onwards.
他们为什么要为圣殿来哀伤？
So why would they mourn for the temple?
圣殿为什么被毁？
Why was the temple destroyed?
因为他们离弃神啊。
Because they forsook God.
他们多行不义啊。
Because they committed much evil.
没有照第八节以后所说的这些事情来做。
And not follow what is mentioned from verse 8 and onwards.
啊，所以如果他们圣殿被毁的原因，他们不能明白，不知道，他们也不会去改进，没有防止说重蹈覆辙。那这样现在这个禁食有什么意义？
Therefore, if they do not understand why they were destroyed, nor did they seek or desire to understand why they were destroyed, then what prevents history from repeating?
还没有禁食以前，或是在禁食的时间之外，是不是有行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心与神同行？
Before the time of fasting, or in other times besides the fasting, they truly desire mercy and walk with the Lord their God.
禁食不是不可以。
Fasting is something that is allowed.
但是要按治理来判断个人。
But each needs to judge himself accordingly.
而且用慈爱的怜悯弟兄。
And also show mercy to their brethren.
不可欺压孤儿寡妇。
And do not oppress the alien or the poor.
也不可以暗中设计害人。
Or oppress the widow or the fatherless.
但是因为你们的先祖不听啊。
But because your forefathers did not listen.
啊，不听还扭转肩头啊，塞耳不听，好像小孩子扭转肩头，塞耳不听啊。你看这个动作还像小孩子一样。
But they shrug their shoulders and clog their ears with their hands, just like a kid misbehaving.
所以要检讨为什么圣殿被毁。
And therefore, there is the need to reflect for the cause of the destruction of the temple.
不可以重蹈覆辙。
And we cannot go down the same wrong path again.
而且要按着神的公义慈爱来对待人。
Rather, we will treat men with the mercy and the compassion of God.
那这样这个禁食就有意义了。
And in this way, fasting will serve a purpose.
好，是为着神，心有向着神吗？
Is it for God and is the heart turned towards God?
有归向神吗？有转向神吗？
Have we returned to God? Have we come back to God?
啊，有没有改进了他们的行为？
And did they change their habits?
那吃跟不吃，是不是都是为了自己？
If they eat, is it for themselves? If they don't eat, is it also for themselves?
为了自己一种虚假的宗教的虚荣心。
Is it for a vain glory in the faith?
只是为了自己的哀伤。
Is it for their own mourning?
不是真的为了神的殿。
Not truly for the temple of God.
只是觉得说我这么可怜了，我们国家灭亡啊，我实在够可怜了，我这个命很苦啊。
Is it just self-pity saying, "Oh wretched am I have no temple, I have no country"?
还是真的为了圣殿被毁而哀伤的？
Or do they truly mourn for the destruction of the temple?
那生活中是不是行出神的公义？
Is there the righteousness and justice of God in their daily lives?
如果是这样，
if this is how it works,
啊， 纵使没有禁食
then even without fasting,
这个心也是蒙神悦纳
the heart is still accepted by God.
那做了禁食的祷告
and now with the fasting prayer,
这个让这个禁食更有意义
this fasting becomes even more meaningful,
更能够得到神的悦纳
and it is even more pleasant to God.
那自己也会在 这个当中真的成长
And we ourselves will also grow in this process.
抛弃以前的不好的这个行为呢，往前来追求。
We cast away our previous evil deeds and habits and going forward to pursue what is pure and holy.
让这个祷告越靠近神。
So that our prayers are drawn nearer to Him.
那如果只是为了自己
，If we do this only for ourselves,
为了一个宗教的虚荣心
，just for some glory in our religion,
那那个就让我们跟神越来越远。
Then this pushes the distance between us and God, even farther.
这是他们来问这个问题的时候。
This is what happened when they came to ask a question.
神借着先知跟他们回答的。
And to the prophet, God gave them the answer.
几个原则。
And there are a few principles.
那我们也求主耶稣帮助我们大家。
And may the Lord help us as well.
好，我们今天晚上就先讲到这个地方。
So let's stop our sharing tonight for now.
那我们有空先把这个第八章以后再看一下，我们在解释的时候就会，听得起来，听得就比较概念。
So we have a little time. Let us read from chapter 8 onwards, and we'll have a better understanding as we study the rest of the book.
好，一起同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.